pretty outspoken in your support for Tony. What is it that makes you believe he's the guy that should keep leading you guys?
I would guess just the way the team received and respected him, and the way he was able to change the mindset and get us into an environment where you want for more. You know, I think that early on in the year, people could have easily gave up, could have easily went south, you know, real fast, or at the point where you one of those teams that go down in history for not winning the game. I did not want to be a part of that. But I think that with all that was going on and all that he did, you know, I think that it's a tremendous change of the mindset of the players. You know, everything else I don't know much about, but us, a different mindset. And to see that we played every game to its end as hard as we could is a testament to that. You know, we didn't ever give up.
So you're saying if it wasn't for Tony, this team could have went 0-16?
Definitely. Could have easily went that way. Oh, yeah. And if everybody wouldn't have bought in, if he wouldn't have been able to relate to players enough to get them to buy in, it would have did exactly that.
How close is this team to taking that? You've been on teams that have been in the Super Bowl, been in the playoff, things like that. How far away is this team that you guys have?
Not far at all. I believe it in my core. It's right there on the brink. It needs a couple things added, and just a full year of that mindset that, like I said, that Tony just installs in the team. Because even though you're giving it, you know, it takes a while for everybody to suck it up, you know, to take it in. And as it did that, we became a better and better team. And I think that we're still becoming a better and better team. And with a full year, you know, who knows what we can do.
What are those things you need? What are those things that the team needs to take it to that next step?
Man, you never can really know until you really assess it like the guys upstairs do. But we need to play, in my opinion, firsthand being a defensive player, we need to play better defense, you know, in the fourth quarters, in the long runs, in away games. I think that in home games, something in that environment gives us that extra oomph we need. But if you're going to be any team worth the salt, you got to win away games, and we didn't win not a one. So I think that as a defense, we need that, you know. And as an offense, you got to, you know, if you want to be one of the best teams in the league, you know, how you see how Peyton Manning do, you got to put up points. Because when you face guys that you know, can put up points and you don't match them, you know, it'll be a long day for you.
Have you or any of the players been vocal to Mark about wanting Tony back and why he needs to be back?
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. I myself have not had that conversation, but I'm having it with y'all right now, and I guarantee probably everybody watching it. He probably looking too, but I know individual players probably have, and I know I've talked to a lot of veteran individual players that believe that Tony can take us where we need to go.
Going into the offseason, how far does veterans like yourself, like Justin Tuck, and the amount of people they know, the players in the league, mm-hmm. go into recruiting free agents to come to Oakland?
You know, me, myself, I've never I never did the recruit thing. You know, I talked to a couple of my brothers that I'm real close with throughout the league who became free agents, you know, at the same time as me. And, you know, you try to talk each other into going, but I don't know about the recruit thing. But me and Tuck was actually just talking about that. You know, he was like, man, we got to get out here. We got to get guys coming. Like, I just started laughing. But if you do have that power, if Tuck has that power, more power to him. Get us everything we need, you know. But I never really was a recruiting guy.
So you never for a second regret coming here?
Never. Never. I'll take that back. I take that back because I'm an honest guy. Like, at first, it was kind of bad. You know, I was having growing issues, all kind of. I was like, it wasn't like a thing like to where I regret coming here. It was like a thing where what am I doing? But then I would say, then I became a Raider. And me and Tuck have been talking about that. We talked to the guys about that before the game yesterday, man. It just became infectious. And like that's why I tip my hat off to Tony, is that when people kind of did not know, because this is more of a young team than you think it is. A lot of new guys that has not been, they kind of don't know the culture. I kind of didn't know the culture and what it is and what it means, you know, to be a Raider. And I think that that mindset started to be drilled into the players, and it was not what I kind of from the outside looking in had seen before. Like, man, I want to play for the Raiders, man. It's one of the toughest, hard-nosed team, you know, as a child that I've ever seen. And then when I got here, it was just kind of like we was all trying to find the identity. And I think Tony led us through him being led too. He talked to a lot of guys upstairs. He talked to Willie, Howie, a lot of old Raiders who know what it means to be a Raider. And then he took that, and then he just started kind of Jedi mind trickingly snuck it in there in every meeting. Man, he got a quote every meeting. You see these lockers? Yeah. You get a quote every day.
What's the highlight for you this year?
Highlight for me this year would, I would have to say, I learned real quick just how significant the Battle of the Bay was. Real quick. And that would probably be the high point, you know, not even during the game, because I think even during the game, you know, I felt the energy, but I didn't know. But after the game, just the responses from the fans, you know, they was almost satisfied. Hey, we won the Battle of the Bay. Next week we're going to fix it, but long as we got that. You know, but that type of support and electrifying environment, man, I think that would be the highlight of this year.
People be following the post-game Super Bowl and all, and they watching?
I don't do it. That's torture. I think I've watched the Super Bowl 2 times since I ain't been in it. I see it as it's torture, man. If I ain't in it, I don't want to watch it.
Thank you so much for coming.